The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
When coffee pots brew in empty chambers, and aromas of pumpkin spice drift through the halls. When Happily Never After's praline flavor hangs where the air is deathly still. This is the time when fall flavors are present, brewing roast like ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to Expedition Roasters. I am your roaster, your ghost roaster. Now, please drag your bodies over to expeditionroasters.com. There's a brew for everyone. Our seasonal Pumpkin Spice King has materialized once again, but step lively and grab your bag before it disappears. It's only available for a limited time and limited quantities. And Sorcerer Radio listeners, we're just dying to have you. So use code SR20 to save 20% off your first purchase with us. Come brew your happy place at expeditionroasters.com.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It is DW60's Press Row, however you may be listening. Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, or Google Podcasts. We're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort. It is Jeff and Nicole here with you.
Good morning, happy Friday, and happy birthday to the Walt Disney World Resort. Today's the day. Is Friday, October 1st, 2021. The day we've been looking forward to for about a couple years now.
So fresh off of your viewings of Harmonious and Enchanted.
Enchantment. Yeah. I said Enchanted too for a while and I was like...
What did you think?
I am ready to see them in person. I don't love watching Disney Parks blogs live streams. So I'm ready to see them in person. I liked the music for Harmonious. I didn't like the ending very much, but when I watched people's like Instagram stories, I was like, oh, okay, it looks like it's going to be better in person. And then I had friends that watched it, you know, in person, and they said, yeah, it's much better in person. I'm like, okay, cool. And then for Disney Enchantment, I got big Wishes vibes, more so than Happily Ever After. But I didn't feel like they were trying to reinvent the wheel as much as it felt like they did for Epcot. Like, it still feels very much like a Magic Kingdom fireworks show. So... they were good, and I am ready to see them in person. You didn't watch.
I did not. Mm-mm. I did not watch.
You didn't want to.
No, I'd rather have my first experience in person and not via my TV in the living room. I stopped doing that a few years ago, like with the start of Galaxy's Edge and stuff like that. I did not want to ruin that experience, and so I said, yeah, not going to watch.
I think Epcot Forever might have been the last thing that you watched.
I think so, yeah. And I never got to see that in person, so. Mm-hmm. So we're here to talk about the start of the 50th anniversary for Walt Disney World and what is going to be happening at the theme parks as we get this 18-month celebration started. What's going to happen?
So instead of usually we do like, I'll share some news and Jeff will share some news and we kind of go through it that way. This week I thought that we'd kind of go through it park by park and just kind of go over what's going on, what's starting, you know, this week and kind of chat about items that way. Does that work for you?
That works for me.
Cool. So we'll start in the heart of it all, Magic Kingdom. We learned 2 days ago, no, yesterday, that the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade is going to reopen, and this time it's for free. So before we said we weren't sure if it was going to open again. Were they going to have people shoot stuff? Was that, you know, not something they wanted in the theme parks anymore? What were they going to do with that area if they didn't take it out? But no, it's open and it's free. It used to be $1 for 35s, the little BBs to shoot, and now it's for free. So I'm glad to see just more and more stuff opening in the parks and coming back after things were shut down, and it's a good sign, I think. Are you going to play it next time we go?
I usually like to every time.
Yeah, and now that it's free, why not?
Sure, why not?
Stop by, pick it up, shoot some shots, and move on. We also, this week, saw the reopening of the Main Street Confectionery. But that reopened this week in the Magic Kingdom. It has a circular center counter. And it also has, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this, a make-your-own popcorn station. So you have caramel corn, rainbow popcorn, traditional butter flavor, and cheddar-flavored popcorn. And to choose from. And then you can choose from a dark chocolate, milk chocolate, or white chocolate syrup to add into it. And then you can add candy as well. So you can add, they had M&M's, peanut M&M's, fudge brownie M&M's, Skittles, Snickers, Twix, crushed chocolate cookies, pretzels, and mini marshmallows to all kind of add in there. Because the new Main Street Confectionery is sponsored by Mars. Mars candy bars. Mars bars. So you'll see a lot of new treats featuring Mars candy, like Skittles and M&M's and stuff. You are the popcorn connoisseur in our family at Walt Disney World. I'm interested to hear what you think about this.
I tend not to stray away from the traditional Main Street popcorn. It has that familiar smell and taste, and it brings back a lot of memories. It's something that you can, you know, come close to duplicating at home with Pop Secret, I believe, is what is used for all that. Now, we've seen different flavors of popcorn throughout the Walt Disney World Resort before. First, I think of Epcot over there next to the land, where you could get some different flavors. But to have candy involved and syrup and a couple of other things involved with my... don't know if that's for me. Now, you put buffalo-style or flavored popcorn in front of me, yeah, I'll go for it. But just caramel, butter, and cheddar, rainbow? I don't even know what flavor that is.
I think it's just sweet.
If I could skip the syrup, I probably would.
Mm-hmm. It sounds soggy.
Yeah, it makes it sound really soggy. I don't know if I would like that or not. Maybe including a few M&M's or some...
I like M&M's in my popcorn.
You know, Twix or stuff like that. And I can go for that.
It's like sweet and salty.
You know. I don't like the idea of syrup and stuff like that. It does sound soggy. I saw somebody on social media say the confectionery looks like a Bath and Body Works now.
Yes.
From this picture we see.
I saw that. And it does look very nice and like fresh. Is that like a good word, do you think? Bright. Bright is a good word. And clean. But there was something about the old confectionery. It just, I don't know.
It felt Main Street.
Yeah. Yeah.
This does not feel Main Street.
No, I mean, I think it will. Just like...
In my opinion, it doesn't feel Main Street.
Right, but I think eventually. Like like World of Disney, you know, it's been remodeled and now it feels like World of Disney. So
just an opinion.
Yeah. Lots still going on at the Magic Kingdom. We had those two reopenings. We learned that the pianists from Casey's Corner are going to be returning today. They're going to be playing at 11:10, 11:55, 12:45, 2:10, 3:40, 4:45, and 5:50. I shared in the Fun Zone earlier this week a Facebook post from Randy Morris, who was one of the original pianists from opening day in the Magic Kingdom. And he will be performing this Friday. And he also said that a new pianist named Grayson Smith is going to be performing with him, like, throughout the day. So that's exciting. It's cool to see, you know, some of those original opening day cast members back. It's nice to see new faces, like, you know, start you first day playing piano outside Casey's Corner. It's going to be the 50th anniversary. You know, when it turns 100, you know, maybe he'll be there. Who know? I mean, you never know. Crazy. That was cool. And then also this week, Disney shared that there's going to be over 150 new food and treat items showing up at the parks. And so I kind of took the ones that sounded like the most interesting or ones that I think we want to try or just kind of things that stuck out to me. And so I split those up between the four parks too. So Magic Kingdom, they have Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies. Is going to have Uncle Orville's Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow Sundae. It's going to have chocolate and vanilla soft serve, brownie pieces, hot fudge, and whipped cream topped with red, white, and blue sprinkles. And if you're like, Nicole, that's just a brownie sundae. What is so exciting about that? It is served in a bathtub, in Uncle Orville's bathtub. And I just, it was so like niche Magic Kingdom that if you showed that to a non-Disney person, they'd be like, who's Uncle Orville? Is that the popcorn guy? You're like, no.
Yeah, that's true.
And why is this ice cream served in a bathtub?
Right.
And why does it have red, white, and blue sprinkles? I thought that was, I just want the bathtub. And then over at Be Our Guest, this is the one you were like weirded out by. The Squid's Revenge Drink is a michelada with a salted rim and garnished with charred octopus and cucumber. And this is a nod, you said, right, to 20,000 Leagues. Right?
I would say so, yeah.
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 It has a huge octopus arm in this drink.
Just something weird about that.
And michelada, to my understanding, is beer and tomato juice. Or like clam juice and tomato juice and beer.
Yeah.
And then octopus and cucumber. And it sounds very salty. And it has a salted rim. But it is. It's just like a red. It looks like a red drink with a blue salt rim. And then it has a whole octopus arm sticking out of it. I mean, what do you do with that? Do you just like bite, chow down on it?
I would probably dip it in there.
Just, it's not,
you know, just to put a little different taste on it, I guess.
It's not fried like calamari.
No.
We had very good calamari last weekend. And it was very good. This is another one that I'm interested to see if you'll try. The Casey's Corner 50th Celebration Hot Dog, which is an all beef hot dog topped with strawberry bacon jam, crisp funnel cake pieces, and powdered sugar. And I thought when I first saw the picture that it looked like the bun was French toast, but I don't think so. I think it was just the bun.
I'm all over this one.
Really?
Yeah. Funnel cake.
Check.
Strawberry bacon jam.
Check.
Powdered sugar. I'm all over this. I will definitely try that.
I'll try it. I will try a bite of yours. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be good.
I think it would be.
Well, that's like definitely on our list to try. At Columbia Harbor House, they have the Happy Haunts milkshake, which is a blackberry milkshake topped with a purple chocolate glazed donut covered with black sprinkles. It's a donut on top of your milkshake, which is just, and it looks like it has a Haunted Mansion straw, which is pretty cool.
I'll try yours. I think I'll pass on that.
Lots of purple, which I feel like might like make your mouth purple and black, and kind of like eating black food kind of like messes with my mouth and teeth and stuff. It's really hard to get. And I like colors your mouth, you know.
And I don't know if I like blackberry for a milkshake, so I got. If you get it, I'll try it.
Over at Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe, there's the Mission to Mars, which is a burger with bacon and macaroni and cheese on the burger. And then the bun is dusted with crushed cheese-flavored puffs. So a Cheeto bun on your bacon mac and cheese burger. How do you eat this?
Very messy.
Yeah. The mac and cheese is going to get everywhere, and the Cheeto puffs are going to get all over your fingers, turn your fingers colors.
Don't let me catch you at Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe eating this burger with a knife and fork. Just pick it up, be messy with it, and enjoy it.
Yeah, and then just like wash your hands and call it a day.
Yeah, just call it a day. just be done with
just
it.
Just sit there and eat it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, move on. You just gotta, it's like ribs or like fried chicken. Like you just have to go into it knowing.
Lots of napkins.
Yeah.
Get extra napkins on the way back to the table.
At the Friar's Nook, this is the one that I've seen all over social media. It is the Toad Burger, inspired by Mr. Toad. It is a brat burger served on a bun with lettuce, tomato, pickle, and American cheese. Sounds normal, right? Except the pickle is sticking out of the burger like a frog tongue, and there are two olives stuck into the top of the bun made to look like eyes.
It's just a burger.
It is. It just looks weird.
It is literally like, just a burger.
It looks like a kid was playing with their food. Is what it looks
I think
like.
I'll pass on this one. You know? I can do that at home.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to Disney and pay, what, $14?
Yeah, like $17 for a burger.
No, that's going to happen. So, no.
In the outdoor kiosks around the park, there's the Dumbo Churros, which are churros rolled in peanut dust and served with chocolate dipping sauce in a Dumbo-themed churro bag. Sounds yummy. And they're also going to have the Royal 50th Churro, which are churros rolled in a strawberry sugar, drizzled with marshmallow cream, and shimmer sprinkles served with a chocolate dipping sauce.
And Disneyland fans will say it's nothing like the original at Disneyland.
It's not. Disneyland churros are far and away better. Truly. And this is the other one I was interested to hear your hot take on. Over at the Plaza restaurant, there's a dish called Cheers to 50 Years. It has chocolate and vanilla ice cream, brownies, cupcakes, cookie crumbles, pretzel rods, hot fudge, whipped cream, iridescent sugar, and a whole Mickey pretzel drizzled with caramel and chocolate icing.
Oh, there's the picture.
Yes. And the glass looks kind of small, but like there's a whole Mickey pretzel in it to give you like a... It says it serves 4 to 6 people.
It's a little much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It has cupcakes, brownies, cookies, ice cream, chocolate dip pretzels, and a whole Mickey pretzel. It's a lot in there.
It's a lot in there. I just don't... not for me.
No? You're not even going to like attempt to share it? I actually would just... I just want the Mickey pretzel. Like, if I want ice cream, I'm going to get ice cream. If I want a cupcake, I'll get a cupcake. And if I want a Mickey pretzel, I'll get a Mickey pretzel.
I would prefer to go over to the boardwalk and get the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
That's what I would prefer, not this. It sounds interesting, but just, not really. I'll pass.
This is what some would call a kitchen sink. Like, it's just everything but the kitchen sink. Anything they had back there, they threw into a cup. Over in Epcot, we learned that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is now supposed to open in 2022. That's all we got. We didn't get a season. We didn't get a month or a date. We got a year. So we're looking at next year. And the building will now be called the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion.
Oh, golly.
I can't call it that.
I just can't.
Well, first we're going to start at the Land Pavilion, then we're going to go to the Seas, and then we're going to go to the Wonders of Xandar. This Wonders of Xandar Pavilion will be the home to a Galaxarium, which is a space that will feature a planetarium-type presentation where the Xandarians show us their world, their people, and their advanced technologies. The Imagineer said that the Wonders of Xandar is the first Otherworld Showcase Pavilion at Epcot, which is an play on the existing World Showcase name. So it's an Otherworld Showcase.
What is Epcot becoming? I mean, does it even...
Does it now?
When you think of Epcot, you think of what Disney called Epcot. And what Epcot meant. And now it's being turned into Wonders of Xandar Pavilion area. You know, it's oh, goodness gracious. Because I just didn't feel in the first place. Epcot was at one time about learning about the future, learning about conservation, learning about so many of these other different things. We still have that somewhat with the Seas with Nemo and Friends. We still have that living with the land. You could say we have that with Test Track. Mission Space, yeah, maybe a little bit, not so much. This just doesn't fit to me.
There is yet to be anything new that fits that.
I think it's dead.
Old Epcot?
Old Epcot and what Epcot means is dead.
Old Epcot can't come to the phone right now?
No.
Why? Because she's dead.
I think it's going to be a great attraction. Don't get me wrong.
Right. A 360 spinning backwards launching one of the world's largest indoor roller coasters.
But an otherworldly pavilion, the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion, it just seems kind of out of place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it just seems out of place.
Where do you think it would have fit better?
Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Instead of, like, the Cars thing back there?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Not to necessarily put it back there because Tower of Terror is back there, and that's what they did out in California.
Right.
Don't get me wrong on that. I just don't think should have been Epcot in the first place. Again, let me say, it's going to be a great attraction. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a lot of people are really going to enjoy this. I just don't think it belongs in Epcot.
No, and I don't know if it fits in Hollywood Studios, but it fits in Hollywood Studios more than it fits anywhere else.
It's tough to fit this anywhere else because Walt Disney World is not supposed to have anything Marvel in the parks because of, you know, everything with Universal Orlando. So any placement of anything Marvel like this is going to feel odd. But it made it feel odder to put it in Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the, you know, Play Pavilion. Whatever that's going to be.
You know what's Marvel that would have fit better in Epcot? Stark Industries.
Oh, definitely, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Like, if you could have used that to showcase, like, technology.
The Stark Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, like, Big Hero 6, that big expo they have at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Big Hero 6 would have been great. But the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion, it just... I don't know. This is... Creation Shop. There you go. There you go. Tie it right in with that.
Right.
With Creation Shop. Come on.
Straight to Wonders of Xandar.
It's taken them this long, and now it's 2022 before this attraction's even going to open.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, we're going to call it Wonders of Xandar. Ugh, golly. But I can't wait to ride the attraction. Attraction's going to be fantastic.
It is, and I think that's going to be its redeeming quality.
It's just the wrong part. The wrong part.
We learned that some entertainment is going to be returning to Epcot, which is a good sign. A good, good sign. We learned that Alberta Bound, the Canada Pavilion, and the Matsuriza drummers over in Japan are going to be returning as well. They will return today to the park. So you'll hear more entertainment coming back to Epcot and the World Showcase. Finally. Voices of Liberty is still there. The Jammeters, which I think they have a different name for Food and Wine, and then Mariachi Cobra. So, you know, now we have the drummers and Alberta Bound coming back. So we're working our way back. More stuff is returning. More people are coming back to work. It's all good signs. We also learned this week that Epcot's new neighborhoods will officially debut today. So it will no longer be Future World. It will officially be World Discovery, World Celebration, World Nature, and World Showcase.
Tell me where Figment fits into World Nature.
Because he's a dragon.
I'll ask that one more time. Journey into Imagination with Figment. How does that fit into World Nature, Disney?
How? Maybe because it's learning about like your senses and stuff.
I think you're reaching.
I don't know.
That's a reach. Seas with Nemo and Friends, Nature.
Land Pavilion?
Land Pavilion, Nature.
Soren, Nature.
Yeah, okay, all right. Figment? No. So what does that mean?
What does it mean?
It's time for Disney to reimagine. Ooh, I use that word. Figment. It needs it. It needs it bad. We're going to have the Moana water, as I heard somebody call it. The Moana water attraction. That has to do, I guess, with nature.
Mm-hmm.
But Figment has no place in world nature.
No.
Fix it, Disney. Fix it. Because it doesn't fit.
It's always going to be Future World. Like, forever. To me.
I will always see it as Future World.
Yeah.
No matter how they change it. No matter what it looks like. I still find myself sometimes calling it Communicore.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in the past, you know, 15, 20 years, will still call it Interventions.
Yeah, I mean, we call it Interventions.
So, World Discovery, World Celebration, World Nature, World Showcase, which has been around forever, that's fine.
Yeah, World Showcase can stay.
But the other three, it's going to take people a lot of time to adjust.
And I've heard people calling Creation Shop just Creations. And I'm like, ah, okay. I can handle that a little better. I'm going to Creations. I got this jacket from Creations. I'd like that better than Creation Shop.
It's in the same spot as Mouse Gear. I'll tell people I'm going to Mouse Gear.
And yeah,
they'll know where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm
going
to know what you mean. So we're moving forward to this new Epcot, and I don't know if it's going to make sense until it's done.
Nothing is going to make sense for Epcot until it is finished, until we get this construction taken care of.
And we can see it all together.
And we get to, we get to go to Wonders of Xandar Pavilion. Is it just a different set of Imagineers with a different type of a way of looking at things? Or what is it? What is going on with Imagineers and how they're creating things right now? Naming things.
Yeah, the naming.
It's the naming portion that
Is it the Imagineers? I feel like it might be marketing.
I don't know if it's marketing or Imagineers.
I don't know.
Imagineers did a great job with Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. Good job, guys. Wonderful. But yeah. If it's marketing, good golly.
Sounds Wonders like they were trying to like pan to like the Wonders of Life community.
Didn't Xandar blow up in the movies? Wasn't it like destroyed or something?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was just, it was badly blown up in a lot of spots, I think. I can't remember.
Aye, aye, aye.
So that's Magic Kingdom and that's Epcot. We'll look at Disney's Hollywood Studios and we'll look at the Animal Kingdom as well coming up after the break here on DW60.
So, you want to win cool Disney stuff from the Sorcerer Radio stash?
Did I win?
What color am I?
Tell you guys are looking for a winner?
I want it
so bad.
Just visit www.srsounds.com for contests, news, reviews, and personalities from around the world. Disney World. Visit srsounds.com.
And follow us on Twitter at srsounds.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music. All day long. srsounds.com.
Are you listening to a radio station that sounds like this? You can listen to a radio station that sounds like this. It's Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
This is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week, I'll bring you the latest news and rumors, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week, we have a weekly movie club. However, on October 3rd, I'll be joining some of the Sorcerer Radio hosts for a Walt Disney World 50th anniversary livestream over on the Sorcerer Radio YouTube channel. So between September 27th and October 10th, we'll be watching a Goofy movie. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/discord. And I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
We're back with more news. Because today is 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World Resort, and there is a lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff that we've been talking about and, you know, filling you in on as it's been announced for the last, you know, year and a half. And now it's happening. It's here. Today's the day. And there is a ton of stuff going on, except at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We have, you know, extra morning magic hours or extra morning magic 30 minutes that's been going on, and people have been using it to go to Rise of the Resistance, which I would just not do. Rise of the Resistance would be the very last thing that I do for the day. Like right before I'm about to leave or right before the park closes, I'd go get in line. Unless it was like probably like 30, 45 minutes at some point during the day, I'd go jump in line, but... What would you use your extra 30 minutes on? Slinky Dog?
Honestly, I wouldn't have a choice.
Starbucks.
Because you'd send me to either Starbucks or to get in line for an attraction. So I kind of really just don't have a say-so at all in this.
Really. Happy wife, happy life.
You know. I just go with the flow.
I think we'd probably go get in line for Minnie and Mickey's Runaway Railway because we haven't done it yet. And then, you know, if the line is outside of the attraction, one of us would go and get coffee.
I mean, this kind of goes along the same lines of what Disney's been doing lately of cutting out so much.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole 30-minute thing for me is just kind of...
30 minutes is such an odd amount
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
Like, do I want to check out all some great 50th anniversary stuff within the first 30 minutes? Is it, or do I want to go stand in line for some coffee? Or do I want to go to an attraction? 30 minutes just is not enough. And some people will argue with you that, well, an hour wasn't very much either. But it really was.
I think the best iteration of this early entry was in the Magic Kingdom, where they allowed you into Main Street before the park opened.
Mm-hmm.
And you could shop and you could get your coffee. You could do whatever. And, you know, then they would have this little welcome show and they would let you into the rest of the park. So you had your time to get into the park and get in an area that you like wanted to head in, you know, before they let everyone in, but you still had time to go to the Emporium. You still had time to stop in Starbucks. You still had time to, you know, do whatever on Main Street on your way in without having to like be at the gate ready to go.
And plus you also had the option of going to another park that was going to have extra magic hours that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And do things. You can't do that anymore.
Unless you're staying at a deluxe resort.
There's the problem. It just goes along with this new outlook Disney has on the way that they're doing things. It just... I don't know. The 30 minutes, yeah, it's get coffee early.
We're going to be... We say this all the time. We're going to be like our grandkids. We're like, back in my day, extra magic hours were free. And it was an hour. You know, like... it's going to be a thing of the past. Like, Magic Bands are free. Magical Express was free.
Disney's new financial, what's it called?
Financial plan? No, financial strategy?
Yeah.
Can't remember what he said.
Of take everything, yet they're still going to come.
What were we watching the other day? It was on the cruise ships, maybe? And they were like, they were saying, to get on the Disney Cruise Line, you have to take a COVID test. Everybody has to take a COVID test before you board. Vaccinated or not, whatever. It doesn't matter. You have to take a COVID test.
Right.
And they were saying, it's free. It's free for you to take this COVID test in the port. And we're like, no, it's not. Paying for it. Yeah. It is just not a line item on your bill. You're paying for it. It's the same thing. You know, there are no more free Magic Bands, no more free Magical Express, you know, all this stuff. And the prices have not gone down.
Oh, no, they just keep going up.
So now the things that are left, you're paying more for because it's the same price as it was when you had all these other perks, you know, that kind of like, well, you know, it is more expensive to stay on property, but you get your Magic Pants for free. You get into the park a little earlier. They're going to come pick you and your luggage up from the airport, you know, like.
Does that take away from what the 50th anniversary should be?
No.
I kind of feel it does for me.
Like when you're losing out on all these, or losing all these options.
Yeah, because so many of these options have been around for so long, it became part of the Disney experience, and you drastically changed the experience right at the 50th anniversary for Walt Disney World. The timing is just weird for me. I don't know.
You used to be able to like sell Disney World as almost an all-inclusive park.
Exactly.
You know, you had this card and you used it to get into the park. You used it to unlock your hotel door. You used it to pay for your food. You know, your
key to the world.
Yeah, it's the key to the world.
Great marketing. It worked.
But it's not like, it's not true anymore.
It's not the case anymore. And for me, it does not make the 50th anniversary what it should be. Like the 18 months of the 50th anniversary should have a Magical Express bus wrapped in the 50th colors and this video that you're going to watch and everything else. The 50th anniversary should be those guests getting to enjoy those extra magic hours and FastPass Plus or whatever version of it you want, whether it be regular FastPass or FastPass Plus. It should, and I know you, Disney can't fix this because of COVID, but it should be getting pictures with Mickey and Minnie and, you know, their 50th best. So many things are just gone because of COVID or, you know, restricted because of COVID, but then Disney has purposefully changed, like the reservation system on top of everything else. And no fast passes. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I just can't.
As Disney fans, we come back to nostalgia a lot. Like, why do you like that? It's just because it's the way it's always been, and it just reminds me of Disney. It just feels Disney. And there's just a lot of, I think, opportunities for this 50th anniversary where they could have tapped into that nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't. You know, we have all this merchandise and they have the vault collection. People are going wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, am I going to buy silk pajamas with the 50th logo on them? Maybe. Am I going to buy a tiny porcelain bell that you can find on eBay, but like it's right here and they remade it and it looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they have a pin set of like the little thimbles and the little teaspoons that they used to sell. Like,
oh, yeah. That's, and they're going like hotcakes.
Yeah. That's crazy. That is the stuff like all the time. Anytime they change something, Disney fans are like, oh, but it's so nostalgic. Or I remember when it was like this. Or, and they didn't like these nighttime spectaculars. If you had brought, like, just brought in pieces of old Epcot music or old Epcot attractions, or, you know, if they had sampled Tapestry of Nations, something like that, people would have lost their minds. Oh, most
definitely. 100%.
And like, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, that is what I wanted from the 50th. I wanted a celebration of the last 50 years of the parks.
Thank you. That is what's missing from this. I get that you want to premiere a new show like Harmonious, which, and we'll just revisit this from the beginning of the show, which did not get some good reviews at all. Mm-mm. Whether you were watching it via YouTube or whether you were in person around the World Showcase Pavilion. A lot of people went, it ain't that good. You build this up so much and it's not that good at all.
People are like, it wasn't worth having those huge barges.
Oh, yeah.
In World Showcase Lagoon 24/7.
Yeah. Like, you tried to reinvent the wheel. Just didn't work. And I especially heard it's World of Color meets Illuminations. That doesn't mix. That doesn't work.
One of my favorite journalists that I follow, she said, you have the best animators in the entire world, and these huge screens in the middle of World Showcase Lagoon, and you didn't utilize them like you could have. They're like, you literally have access to the best talent, the brightest minds with the top skills.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah.
For what if you're not going to use it?
I get the fact we're off topic here. I get it. But when you look at Disney's Hollywood Studios right now, what's happening for the 50th? Nothing. You get some special lighting on the Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, well, be still my heart.
Ooh, gold statues.
Oh, boy. And some statues. Ooh. What's happening at Animal Kingdom? What's happening there? Let's talk about that for a second.
You guys, on my show notes, I have Kite Tales Fiasco.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most horrendous and dangerous experience mm-hmm. you may have at Walt Disney World just based off of them practicing for the show.
Through no fault of the performers.
Right.
Like none. But my goodness.
Horrible.
Every video that we've seen is kites crashing into the water, kites crashing into the stands. I saw a video of one of the jet skis flipping over.
When you had Epcot Forever and you had jet skis and kites and everything else, you had the advantage of the World Showcase Lagoon. Huge. Mm-hmm. More than enough of an area and away from people to use kites and stuff like this. What they're doing with this little bitty theater area in Animal Kingdom and the size of these balloons, like Baloo that we saw, just a gust of wind came through and it pushed it into the crowd.
And it took,
but there was no crowd. But
it took up like a whole section yeah. of the bleachers.
It's bad.
The kites are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
But it doesn't work.
When I first saw pictures of like the kite tails, like the flat decorations that are like hanging in the trees and around the not auditorium, not arena, but like the seating area, I was like, oh my gosh, I hope they put that on merch. Like, yeah, I really want yeah. merchandise. That's beautiful. It looks like, what's that drawing style? Zentangle, kind of. Mm. It's beautiful. And the kites are gorgeous. And the performers are so talented. And they're doing such a great job. But it's not working.
This is not... Disney, you want to keep doing this? Get ready for a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. If one of these kites or these balloons goes off into the crowd like we've seen in the video.
A Baloo balloon?
Yeah,
a
Baloo balloon.
He's like, why are you smiling? Because that came into my head.
Baloo balloon.
Baloo balloon.
Okay. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen because you have that theater seating that you have around that small area where you're putting these huge balloons and kites in. And you've got jet skis turning over.
Every town, every city has that like one shopping center or store or building or something where like no business does well. Nothing that moves in there stays. And that's what I feel like this arena is. Like we had Rivers of Light and then that changed and they took the narrators away and then they changed the floats and then
and everybody hated it.
Ended Rivers of Light and then it was nothing, and now it's this kite thing, and it's not even officially open yet, and it's already not doing well.
Here's what Disney should have done for the 50th for Animal Kingdom, okay? And Hollywood Studios. You took Epcot, you took Spaceship Earth, and you put these beautiful lights on there.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. We saw pictures of it the other day. It's beautiful. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you've got this brand new show going on, World Showcase. Okay, fine. What's the centerpiece of Disney's Hollywood Studios?
Tree of Life.
Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Oh, sorry. We're still talking about Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
Tower of Terror.
Chinese theater.
Oh, okay.
What do we normally have over there? We have projections. Shows and stuff like that.
The Sorcerer's Hat. Shouting things now.
Yeah. And a look back at what Hollywood Studios has been
mm-hmm.
during this celebration. Projection show and everything else would have been great.
Yeah.
For Animal Kingdom, what's the centerpiece? Tree of Life.
There we go.
So what do? We put the focal point on the Tree of Life. And we figure out a brand new show to bring it to life every single evening. Not for just 5 minutes, but an actual show.
Can you imagine if they had like, kind of like they tried to do with Rivers of Light, but like a cross between Festival of the Lion King and Festival of the Holidays at Epcot, where they had like storytellers.
Oh yeah.
You know, come out and talk about, you know, how like.
You can't tell me they can't build stages.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way on like the rooting area of the Tree of Life and have performers up there. Doing stuff around the tree. That'd be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you've decided to put these huge balloons in this little bitty theater area where they could possibly fall onto guests.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you decided to do for the 50th.
I don't know.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Kite Tales fiasco.
Yeah.
But luckily, there's plenty of stuff going on at the resorts. We learned that Disney's Grand Floridian Resort is going to have the Disney Vacation Club side of the resort. It's going to receive a refurbishment. And we learned, you know, over the summer that 200 of the rooms at the resort are going to become, they're going to be called Resort, Resort Studios. I think it's going to be a room type that's going to be specific to, yes, Resort Studios. It's going to be specific to the Grand Floridian Villas. It's going to have two queen-size beds and a day bed, so the room will still sleep five, like most DVC studios do. The the original deluxe studios will also still sleep up to five. They'll have a queen-size bed, They'll have a pull-down queen-size bed, like we've seen in the refurbished rooms a lot. They're going to have a pull-down bunk bed, like a lot of the other resort villas do, or the fifth room sleepers do. And then in the one or two bedroom villas, they're going to have the kitchens and the washer and dryer. They're going to have farmhouse sinks. The living room areas are going to have another pull down queen size bed and a pull down bunk. And then in the three bedroom, the grand villas are going to sleep up to 12. They're going to have two bedrooms with two queen size beds in each room. They're going to have a primary bedroom that has a king size bed. And they're also going to have large dining areas, living rooms, and they're going to have accents in the room. They're going to have Mickey and Minnie in their Victorian silhouettes like we kind of see around the Grand Floridian now. And we're also still going to feature artwork from Mary Poppins and Dumbo, which I think is a good way. I was nervous that I didn't know what IP they were going to put in the room like they have at the Polynesian and the Contemporary. But I think this is a good, tasteful way to incorporate it into the Grand Floridian. And I think I sent you these pictures yesterday when I saw them. They look great. They look fantastic. It looks much brighter. It looks nicer.
They look like the type of rooms where I'd be afraid to touch anything. Because that's how nice they look.
They look very nice.
Like, I don't want to put anything out of place.
They're gorgeous.
They are.
This is.
I could lose a suitcase underneath that.
That bed, though. Yeah, they look kind of high off the ground.
Yeah.
But this feels like Walt Disney World's flagship resort.
It does. Yeah,
it looks almost like a boutique hotel. And that is kind of what the Grand Floridian's been missing, where it almost felt stuffy. And I love the Grand Floridian, but I know that the rooms have left a lot to be desired as the resort has aged and how other resorts have been built and have been updated, and this one was needing some love. So I'm glad to see that it's getting, you know, the attention and the love and care that it deserves.
I wish we had this bed frame.
Oh, with the drawers and stuff underneath.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. I don't know if I want plaid.
No, I wouldn't go for the plaid, but you know, just the whole.
With the drawers underneath.
Yeah.
We tried to find something like that.
We did.
It's hard to find.
Interesting.
Furniture's hard to come by right now.
It is.
So I'm glad to see that it's getting some love.
Yeah.
Another resort that we got some news about this week was Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, which we finally know will be opening March 1st of 2022. It's going to be its maiden voyage. Booking will open October 28th of 2021, so later this month. And if you're a DVC member, you'll be able to make your reservations from early, before the 28th, from October 7th to October 9th. You'll be able to make your reservations before other guests. So if you are a DVC member and you're interested in making your reservations before and having the first pick of everything, make them from October 7th to October 9th before they open to the public on October 28th. And this was the other big news this week that I didn't. Well, you know what? Actually, before we get to the other, like, quote, big news, I want to talk about some food at the resorts. So when you talked about, they said 150 items are coming, and these are the ones from the resorts that cracked me up, and I will want to try them. So at PB&J Southern Takeout at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds, we're going to have the Chicken Dinner Cupcake Trio. Are they chicken or are they cupcakes?
Oh, gosh.
There's a fried chicken apple fritter. I think it's just apple fritter. It looks like fried chicken. With apple pie moonshine filling and a vanilla buttercream. There's the peas and carrots strawberry moonshine custard, white chocolate. Oh, peas and carrots cupcake. It has strawberry moonshine custard, white chocolate frosting, and M&M mini peas. And then there's the mashed potatoes cupcake. That is Snickers mousse cupcake with caramel buttercream and starburst butter.
Should people not be confused when they hear apple pie moonshine filling? It does not have moonshine in it.
I mean, it might have a tiny bit, but not enough.
I just don't go crazy thinking.
Moonshine. So we live in the Gulf Coast in South Mississippi, and I saw yesterday that the New Orleans Saints now have an official moonshine of the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And then over at Olivia's Cafe at Disney's Old Key West Resort, they have Spam Cheddar Biscuits with white gravy drizzled with honey. Sounds delicious.
Spam Cheddar Biscuits with white gravy drizzled with honey.
I don't know if I want the honey on my gravy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But Spam Cheddar Biscuits and gravy?
I'll take that.
Stop. That sounds so good. So good. I mean, Spam, delicious. Cheddar biscuits, delicious. Gravy, delicious. And honey, Jeff. You've kind of been on a honey kick.
Yeah, but not on my gravy.
Not on your gravy. But it's, those are just, you know, a couple of the food items to find at the resorts. That's coming soon. And I just couldn't pass up talking about chicken dinner cupcakes.
Out of 150. But chicken cupcakes, great.
It was like chicken cupcakes. And I had to go find a picture because I was like reading through it. And I'm like, I need to see what these look like. I need to see what's going on here. And this is the last like large news item. Magic Band Plus. You know what? This is another one of those naming things. You know what's better than Fast Pass? Fast Pass Plus.
Oh.
You know what's better than the Genie app? Genie Plus.
And what's better than the Magic Band?
Magic Band Plus! So, how about Magic Band Minus?
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
The new Magic Band Plus will unlock interactive experiences around Walt Disney World theme parks, including interacting with the Fab 50 sculptures in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and will interact with the nighttime spectaculars. So the two things that I saw this most compared to were the Glow with the Show ears and what was it? My Pal Mickey?
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from as far as Pal Mickey goes. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess just like technology that'll interact in the park, but they remind me most of the Glow with the Show ears, which is weird. We were just talking about those last week, but it's going to light up and it's going to vibrate, but there's no screen or anything. It's just like a rechargeable magic band that can like change colors. I don't know if it'll play sounds and like vibrate.
Okay. So I'm just going to continue on with my theme for this show, okay? You guys know I'm a straight shooter with you guys, all right? Disney has gone out of their way to make you look at your mobile device, your phone, as much as possible while you're at Walt Disney World. You can use your phone to get in the parks. You can use your phone to pay for stuff. You can use your phone to do Genie Plus Lightning Lane. You know, all this other stuff on your phone, on your phone, on your phone, on your phone. But hey, as part of all these changes that we're going through, we're going to take away Magic Bands. You no longer get Magic Bands with your vacation. You got to buy those, by the way. Okay? You got to take those away. But hey, guess what? Now we're going to give you Magic Band Plus, which is basically the same band with a different face and it's got some lights on the inside of it.
Oh, and it costs more.
And it's going to cost more.
Yeah, we don't know how much it costs, but
I'm going to say $80.
Yeah, I'm thinking 60 to 80. But a regular magic band's like 45, so it's got to be like...
It's got to be close to $100.
Yeah,
it has to be.
$80, $100.
What's the point of these? Okay, so they interact with the sculptures. What are the sculptures going to do? They don't move.
You're going to have to recharge your magic band. And then the new ears that have been coming out. There's a pair for the 50th. And then there was the new Epcot ears. Those come with the charging cord too. Disney's going to have to put some more USBs in these rooms if they keep giving us
stuff. Do I have to recharge my new Magic Band Plus as well?
Yes.
No, I don't want... I don't get it.
Like, you're going to drain your phone. So you got to charge your phone.
Yep.
And charge your batteries.
Right.
And because they charge you for a fuel rod.
Right.
Like, to switch out fuel rod now. Then you're going to have to charge your Magic Band. What if you don't charge your Magic Band? Is it going to work? Can you get into the park? Is my 6-year-old going to remember to charge his Magic Band every night of my trip?
That's so going to be a... In order for me to get in for Lightning Lane and everything else, I have to use my Magic Band Plus, or I have to use my phone. Well, what if both are completely out of juice? What do I do then?
Well, I know that the Magic Mobile on the phone does still work if your phone's dead. Like, you can still scan into the park with a dead phone.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Why can't we just have paper fast passes? I'm sorry.
Well, we're talking about nostalgia. For these next 18 months, I want paper fast passes.
Paper fast passes.
I want key to the world cards. I want my pal Mickey to come back. I want e-ticket books.
I mean, you can already interact with Star Wars Galaxy's Edge with your mobile device. Mm-hmm. Why do I need a Magic Band now to do that when it's more fun to do it on your phone?
Do you remember when we learned more about Galactic Star Cruiser, and they said you're going to get a Magic Band to wear that's going to interact?
Mm. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one works in...
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
But it's going to be included, air quotes, in your $5,000.
No, it's not. It's worked in, folks. Come on.
Well, saved
Be you. Be realistic here.
Saved you a couple $100 that you're probably going to pay anyways. But yeah. So.
I want one just because I want one. Okay. But I want to see what it does first.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
I felt like when this news came out yesterday, I was like, I'm missing something. People are really excited about this, and I am not, and I feel like there's something I'm missing. Like, I was like, I have to be missing something.
You want to impress me with a Magic Band Plus? Put a screen on the Magic Band that interacts with your area, that lights up, and Mickey shows up on the screen and tells you, hey, kind of like pal Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is going on over here. You should go check this out. Or, hey, your Lightning Lane reservation is coming up. Or, hey, your virtual queue is coming. Impress me. This does not impress me.
If you want to impress annual pass holders, let them charge on their Magic Band.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I don't know why that's not.
That'd be a wonderful thing.
Let me keep a card on file, and let me charge to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot. Jeff still has Clubhouse on his phone, and I think a lot of people do. I deleted it off my phone a while back. But you were in a Clubhouse room yesterday,
yeah.
And they were saying, you know, what would you want your Magic Band Plus to do? And nobody could really come up with anything.
Which was sad.
But like, I mean, what else do you need your Magic Band to do that your phone can't do?
Maybe this is too much. I don't want to have, because I'm now, essentially, most people will now have to wear two watches. One regular watch and one Magic Band Plus, because that's about the size of it.
I ain't doing
it. Okay? So if you met, you Disney impress me, Magic Band Plus needs to be able to tell me time, steps, and all this other stuff, all this information in one little thing. I don't have to wear my watch anymore. I don't have to wear it. I can access everything on my smart Magic Band Plus.
But they put My Magic Mobile on your watch. So you don't need the Magic Band.
Thank you. Disney impress me with Magic Band Plus. This doesn't impress me. I can just use my regular Apple Watch, Samsung Watch. Well, does Samsung work yet?
Mm-hmm. I can use that. Oh, I don't know. But
I know Apple does. Apple.
Yeah.
But Disney impressed me. This does not impress me. It's got a light on the inside and a pretty little stagnant picture.
That you have to recharge.
That you got to recharge. Disney impressed me. This does not impress me at all.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine if you have a family of five, and you got to recharge your phones. You got to recharge your Magic Bands. You know, one kid has a pair of ears that need to be recharged. Like, how? What?
Remember you mentioned Pal Mickey?
Uh-huh.
Even right now, that would impress me more than a Magic Band Plus. Why? Because it interacts with my area and tells me things. Mm-hmm. It tells me about the area of the park that I'm in. Does Magic Band Plus do that? Mm-mm. No, it doesn't do that. It interacts with you. And that was back in 2003.
I need to see more.
I need more. Magic Band Plus. Because this just doesn't do it. Look, folks. I'm not trying to just essentially downgrade the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. No. But it's not what I expected it to be. That's for me. That's not necessarily for you.
I was reading about how Disney has alluded that throughout the 18 months, the 50th celebration will have different seasons. And I have, you know, high expectations of what those other seasons could be, but I feel like my high expectations got me here in the first place. Like, I'm like, okay, well, you know, this isn't quite what I was expecting, but, you know, we have 18 months. Surely, sometime. I don't know. Like, so yesterday, Disney Parks Blog came out with a 40-minute video. It's like a 42-minute video. And it was supposed to be, you know, a tribute to the last 50 years and, you know, all this stuff. It was not. It had one, like, 3-minute montage of the new music with pictures of attractions and shows and resorts of the past, cast members, you know, movies, whatever, from the past. Yeah, that was great. And then it was an infomercial.
Yeah, yeah.
It was what should play on your resort TV.
Boring.
And there were two hosts I've never seen or heard of or don't know who they are. Where's Stacey?
Where is Stacey?
Where's Stacey?
Where are you?
Stacey J. Aswad. Where are you? That's the hero we need. Stacey J. Aswad to come save us all. Like that type of nostalgia. Put Stacey on a shirt. Put the Must Do Disney logo on a t-shirt. Instantly we'll sell out.
Here's the ultimate question, folks. Is the start of the 50th anniversary for Walt Disney World living up to the hype, do you think? We don't know yet.
Don't know yet. Today's the first day.
It's day one. But the buildup of what they have done over all this time, the start of Harmonious, which a lot of people just didn't think was all that great. And then the show from last night. Would you say that it was worth the hype?
To be fair, I think that there's a lot of things that would have been better or would have happened. Or, you know, we just don't know because we lived through and are still in the midst of a global, unprecedented global pandemic.
Are we getting half of the celebration or the full celebration?
I think there's a lot of things that they wanted to do that they couldn't, either for manpower or resources or financially. I think there's a lot that we're missing.
Is that why it feels stale?
I think they're kind of playing with half their deck. Like I truly believe that there was a lot that they wanted to do.
Can it can only get better at this point. That is my hope. It can only get better as 18 months worth of celebration goes on. It can only get better.
So far, I think the best part has been the merchandise.
Merchandise has done great. There's a lot of great things for the 50th. Wonderful. But
I am excited.
There's a lot of other things that just, I don't know, folks. Just not feeling it. Just not feeling it.
And maybe it'll change once we go.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. We'll close out the show. You're on Sorcerer Radio.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Are you looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. It'll also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
Be sure to check out wdwdailynews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at wdwdailynews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Bringing more people together than ever before at one happy place, srsounds.com. Download Sorcerer Radio's mobile app today and hear the magic from your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. srsounds.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
You know, for us here at DW60, we are always straight shooters with you guys. Is the fact that the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World begun a happy time? It is exactly just that. It is a happy time. But is it living up to what the 50th anniversary should be for Walt Disney World? Is the big question that we're going to be asking ourselves for the next 18 months. That's what it all boils down to. Are we happy about this? We're definitely happy.
Oh, yeah. We can't
Wonderful.
Wait to be there.
Yeah, I can't wait to be there. But for us not to question...
That just wouldn't be us.
Wouldn't be us. Just wouldn't be us. But we are still excited. How can people find us on social media if they've got a lot of questions about what we talked about today?
We have questions, too. You can find us on Facebook and the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We are in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, sharing all kinds of fun stuff. Disney, Disney music, Disney news, chatting, all of the above. We are in the Sorcerer Radio Discord page, chatting live during the show every Friday morning. If you'd like an invite for that, please let us know, and we'll be happy to get that to you. We are on Instagram at DW60PressRow, and we have a TikTok that we try and do some stuff with. We'll work on that one. But Instagram and Facebook are the best places to find us, the best places to contact us. And if you'd like to send us an email, especially after this week, you know, you've heard our thoughts. We're interested to hear yours. And as this week goes on, the first week of the 50th anniversary, you know, if you, we want to hear your thoughts too. So if you'd like to send us an email, you can send it to dw60@srsounds.com.
Don't be intimidated. Don't be scared.
Nope. If you're respectful, we'll read it on the air.
We'll read it on the air. 100%. Make sure to send in those birthdays and also those Disney Park magical moments as well. We need those. We didn't have any this week at all.
The best time for it.
Yeah. So please send those in. Make sure to check out the replay of the show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. And give us those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts for the podcast version of the show. Until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And have a magical day.